ABC Radio Australia.
Two of Samoa's best up-and-coming boxers have exploded onto the professional circuit, but it appears their amateur careers may not be over yet, and an appearance at next year's Pacific Games is not out of the question. Marion Artong and Commonwealth Games silver medalist Ato Plodzicki-Fawangali launched their pro careers with unanimous wins at the Maris Brothers Boxing Tournament in front of an enthusiastic home crowd in Apia. Their bouts followed an undercard that showcased some 50 fighters from across the Pacific. Kyle Evans has been speaking to fight promoter Mike Lemisio about what turned out to be an emotional night.
Boxing out of the blue corner, representing Samoa, Ato Leo Plodzicki-Fawangali.
It's a new era for them. It's to fight six rounds, 3 minutes. But conditionally, they do it well. Ato's special dedication to his late mom died recently for the Commonwealth Games before the semi-final. So he's dedicated this first debut for his mom. So it's a big event here. You know, if you look at recently that Ato Samoa up final against Australia at the World Cup, and it's still momentum here and all the parades and all the raising of flags. And with Ato's fight, so that's why people will come and join and cheer him up, as well as Tino.
Yeah, look, I imagine he's been going through a lot, and I'll bet you that emotion was probably really apparent during his fight, which he won in three rounds via TKO against a pretty good fighter in Apisai Nathika, who's from Fiji. How did the fight play out? Did Ato really sort of take control from the start?
Yes, very good tempo control. Good control in the first round, respect his opponent. In the first round, second round, started to put some more combos, control his high tempo and low. But in the third round, it's too much on the body. And then, lucky enough, the VGN couldn't complete the fight.
Now, I guess the big question everybody had when news first broke that both the talented fighters were going to make their professional debuts is what that meant for their amateur careers. I think at first glance, a lot of people thought they might not be able to compete at the Pacific Games or the Olympics, but you've actually told me today that they can. Can you tell me how?
Yes, recently after the Commonwealth Games, I'm talking to one of the higher people in the International Boxing Association. I asked them, we want to put our boxers to a pro just once. And they said, yes, you can. You can, and even sanctioned by our professional, South Pacific Professional Association here, they can, but they have to do it only five professional boxing fights. You can come down to Pacific Games to pursue amateurs.
So just to clarify, so if you've had under five professional fights, you can still qualify for major amateur events. Is that essentially how it works?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Because I know the Olympics for Ato in particular, was he really wanted to have another shot at the Olympics after Tokyo, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, Ato is and Marion pursue a vision to be their last amateur end with this Olympic Games 2025. Yeah, and they're keen and they're training hard and they want to be part of the next Olympics.
And just before we go today, I guess going forward with Ato and Marion's professional careers, how will that play out going forward now? How many professional fights a year can we expect for them just to start off?
We want to do it five for the Pacific Games and the qualification. We hopefully to lock the opponents before the 23rd. So we want to do it more. They look good on professional, and I think he's hungry, they're both hungry, and they love to.
Ato, obviously in the light heavyweight division, Marion, sort of that welterweight, middleweight class, which is stacked with talent at the moment, particularly in Australia with your Michael Zarafas and your Tim Zoos. How do you think they'll go on the world stage? Do you think they can really make an impact?
Yes, exactly, Kyle. We want to put them in up the stage, especially in Australia. We want to put one fight in Australia in terms of, you know, they sign a very good management there and put them in a very high international stage and put them in a professional part. That would be very great. But here in Samoa, so what we do now is to bring them, to showcase that we have a very, especially our the young one, bring Ato and Mario as their role models.
Fawangali with work to the body, but Plodzicki Fawangali continuing to score effectively downstairs.
Good start for those two young Samoan boxers, Adu Plodzisikifau Ngali and Marion R. Tong. That was the promoter of their first bouts, at Mike Lemisio speaking to Carl Evans. And we'll continue to follow the progress of those two boxers.